Take advantage of the opportunity and return to them. And Excuse me, I forgot his name, and then the man asked him to flip, and he refused. Thank you. discussion. It's an interesting idea that I have. Is that you have an ID password for the computer, and if this person was willing, then we can still as far as say that this is not a sign that you can plan them after. So this is actually a theft that they've entered into the house of an Russian black man. She didn't find anything, it was going to be, she said, come, you see this mother? She said, we're going to be late, and she played it for them. And it is to the state change, and she said, I wish I disliked that you knew my house without anything, so they left in a good state. He said, someone else will not tell me, I'm looking at you, said, this person's violent, it was my house, it was shameless, someone needs to cut his hand. I'm going to use him in prison. He said, there were files, you didn't find anything. He didn't find wealth, he found land. The connections were wrong, they left in a different state. I don't know. He said, they it's more likely that we should place. He said, not far from them. And I wish you chivalry and generosity to the brethren. Perceptible and imperceptible, and you realize if you see any mistake. A hadith. We mentioned a hadith yesterday that nothing is like that. There's nothing that 1,000 of the like is thereof. But it's better than 1,000 like is thereof, except the human being. It's not even valid to the one that is like that. The walking vision and it is the only walking vision in front of the one that's back in the helmet. And in another version, we don't know anything that's better than 100 of the walkers thereof, except the person, or even except a believing man. And Muhammad replicated it in others, and it was authenticated. He said that nothing. So it was also considered by another transfer. He said, so there might be two people. This one person might be better than 1,000 people or 100 people. Continuing to discuss just some high meanings we mention a little bit through which hopefully we can take our admonition and everyone that will comment inshallah on nourishment of hearts contact by Abu Talib and Mekki. So the author said that some of them reading the pious said when everyone is thinking increases in worship and striving each time, his heart increases in strength and energy. And whenever he becomes bored, and you could say he lapses, his heart increases in weakness and incapacity. He said, the knowledge of certitude hardly affects the mind or the substance of the intellect, because the types of knowledge of the intellect are created, and they hardly produce It is not produced by reflection, nor is it brought forth from wonder. Is it so that which results from wonder and is brought forth from intelligence? Various thoughts and types of knowledge. These are the knowledge, and these are the types of knowledge, or these are intellectual, this is intellectual knowledge. And this is the unveiling of the believers. And this is Paul's belief in the people of religion. This is an ask for the thought of spiritual factor in the gene. It manifests from spring of spiritual, or you could say spiritual of sight. And it calls the slave, it calls out to the servant from a place that is, it calls out to the servants from where he didn't expect suddenly, because it is specific to him, and it is the object of their love. It is beloved. And this is not found save by the number of the law, or someone who is in a state of fear, or someone who is in a state of love, and all of them these. Then through his own several of these three types, he has failed through his own state, and he is seeking his acts of worship, or his objective is his act of worship. And he is looking at his own station, and he is in his path, and he is traveling in his path through that which his intellect understands. As for the rules of law, those who are turning to or facing the law of servitude, and who experience unveilings through the knowledge of the Sydney Code, they are being made to travel, and they are being carried, and they are outstrip. And the implications that they make have removed their sins, as it has been narrated in prophetic tradition. All of you travel and in the freedom and all of the freedom have outstripped. And those are the ones who are singularly free of the law. Or the law, they also explain that we show all the time. And so that's all I said. Those who are mindful of the unseen, or who are mindful, who are known by the law having preserved them, or by the law's preservation. He said, when the Lord removed the entire left by everything other than them, they were for him alone instead of everything other than him. So he remembered them. Echo. So his mention governed them. And his light radiated their hearts, illuminated their hearts. So their remembrance came in full, was unfolded in his remembrance. So he was the one who was remembering them. And says, listen, you are lovers. If you are believers, he said, that the author says,
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, he gives it. And then he gives it. And then she dies. And he says, so, he's mentioning all of those who are going to struggle against themselves. And he said the beginning of all of this is that the slave, after making his repentance, enters into the states of the seekers. And the actions of those who strive and guiding against another self as well as the enemy. And in that case, it means that the devil and then he moves on from that to the thoughts or the notions of spiritual. And this is that which those who strive are bequeathed to. This is the thing and Some of the peoples of unwillingness said that an angel manifested himself to me and asked me that I dictate to him some of my secret thinking from my vision, from the visions I have of knowledge of the divine oneness to me. So I said, and he said, well, by any of your deeds, however, we have to ascend with a good deed so that we could draw nearer to Allah through this. So I said, this person said, don't they write the obligations? And he said, of course. And I said, that suffices then. And inshallah, we will comment on that. Some of the members of Allah said, I asked somebody at dawn a question about the vision of servitude. So he looked to his left and he said, what do you say to Allah, your son? And then he turned to his right and he said, what do you say to Allah, your son? And then he lowered his head to his chest and he said, what do you say to Allah, your son? And then he answered, amazing answer that I heard ever. And the highest of them. And then I said, I saw you turn to your left, and I saw you turn to your right, and then I saw you face your chest. So what is that about? And he said, you asked me a question that I didn't have any knowledge of. So I turned to the one on my left, and I asked him, and I thought that he might have knowledge of it. And he said, I don't know. So I asked the one on the right, and he has more knowledge than the first one. And he said, I don't know. So then I looked to my right, and I asked that, and it conveyed to me the answer that I gave to him, and it was not more knowledgeable than both of them. I'm used to saying the scholar is not the one who memorizes from the Book of Allah, and if he forgets what he memorized, then he was ignorant. But generally, the person of knowledge is only the one who takes his knowledge from his Lord, Azza wa Jalla, at any time in which he wishes. Any time he wishes. Not by memorization, or by study. And this also will be my last plan. He won't forget his knowledge. So when he was coming, he said, the reality of knowledge is only by taqwa and servitude. Well, that grant us knowledge by taqwa and by following guidance of the Prophet Muhammad. And that is in the world to this, and striving and not striving is knowledge in the world, not taqwa to its contents. And be mindful of what's written in the Quran of the Bible until we attain the meanings of the same world and of the guidance or of the things that we listen to in the council, striving in our vision and take guidance. Guidance is in the Surah Al-Ahzab, the words of striving. So while patiently we're striving and turning to Allah and turning to Him, striving with Allah, persisting in presence with God, through this enterprise, our spiritual knowledge or knowledge is about the God of our country. And that way we become connected to this knowledge which will remain eternally. And for the most vast, most joy is the Quran, and we will stay with the Quran, and we magnify the Quran, and we reflect on the Quran, and we act upon the Quran. And you feel that you find the verses of the Quran sweet, and that you magnify the Quran, and you worship the Quran, whether it's in the Quran or less. How is your state when you take the Quran? How do you recite the Quran? How is your joy with the Quran? How is your magnification of it? And the one who does that
Thank you. Thank you.